Star Wars 7x7 episode 3173. Today on our Bad Batch Deep Dive, we're going to talk more about the clones and the decommissioning of the army and Palpatine's sheer utter genius on display again in this episode. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So Crosshair's change at the end of The Outpost, which is episode 12 for season 2 of The Bad Batch, this is something that we've been hoping would be coming. I mean, I think with The Bad Batch and with Crosshair splitting off from them, we've talked about it on the podcast before, how it's almost like a Tamra Vora scenario from Star Wars Resistance, where she went into the First Order and then eventually came back. I think we've all been hoping for a similar scenario with Crosshair, and certainly they planted the seeds for that in the Solitary Clone, that first episode in which he appeared in season 2. And there was another nod to some of the things that Commander Cody was telling Crosshair from Rex in that mid-season. It wasn't really a finale, it was just a mid-season double episode situation, with Rex saying that more and more clones are waking up to what's been done to them. And we get to see another ground level piece of that with The Outpost. And it starts out with almost a throwaway little scene, basically, that's developing in the background of what happens before the mission starts, with Crosshair sitting by that Imperial ship, or standing by yes, I should say, and Captain Bragg, the Imperial officer, walking by with a couple of clone officers. The clone officers are saying that they've been forcibly decommissioned. What are they supposed to do now? And Captain Bragg, not even looking at them, not even bothering to stop what she's doing, says, just ask the Imperial Information Bureau. There's absolutely no respect for the clones or the work that they've done. And if you look at it from the perspective of, say, a Captain Bragg, for example, just somebody who is a military officer in this new empire, you would have to imagine that there's a scenario where, you know, she and other, you know, officers and people like her should respect the clones. I mean, the clones were advertised by Palpatine as having defeated the Jedi when the Jedi tried to overthrow him in the Senate. The clones were the ones who were fighting against the Confederacy of Independent Systems and won the Clone War. But when we talk about the Empire, you know, it's pretty well documented that there is a history of xenophobia and misogyny that is just baked into that situation. And you would imagine that clones would also fall into that because they're not, you know, pure-born humans, as it were. But I think back to Rex talking to Ahsoka before Order 66 was triggered after the events of the Siege of Mandalore, and how he says a lot of clones feel really conflicted about the war, that they wouldn't have existed without it in the first place. Ugh, I don't know. There's every reason that the Imperial military could have looked at the clones more favorably, and yet they didn't, and it's like Palpatine's rise allowed for their worst impulses to come out and be validated. Kind of parallels to our own world, I guess, are available to you if you want them. But speaking of Palpatine, this episode quietly, subtly, showcases Palpatine's genius in another particularly unique way. We find out from Mayday in this episode that his squad of clones has been guarding this supply depot for more than a year. That means that they were guarding it during the Clone Wars, and that means that Stormtrooper armor had been manufactured at some point during the Clone Wars. Now, for simplicity's sake, let's say that Palpatine had the designs for the Clone Trooper armor and could just say to someone, hey, these are the Clone Trooper designs. I want something new. We're going to have Stormtroopers eventually. So, you know, use that, riff off it, and make something new. So that would have to happen in secret, it would, in theory, have to be tested. You know, I mean, I know that they're basically cannon fodder for Palpatine's considerations, but I'm sure there was some level of testing on Stormtrooper armor before it went into production and manufacture. But you also need all the supplies, and the Stormtrooper helmets are sophisticated. There is a lot of technical stuff inside of them, so you need all the electronics, and you need to manufacture at scale. And you need to do it in secret. Now, one of the benefits of having an enormous galaxy is that you can find some out-of-the-way planet and stick a bunch of people on there and say, all right, here, you're manufacturing stuff. And maybe it's a little easier to keep something like that secret. But if the construction of the Death Star is any indication, we know that it's easy enough to keep enormous secrets in the Empire in this galaxy. Now, I have to say, I wouldn't be surprised to find out that he ultimately had worked something out with Dooku to have Dooku be the one to manufacture this Stormtrooper armor under the auspices of the Confederacy of Independent Systems, because that would, you know, give Palpatine any plausible deniability if it was ever discovered. And also, Dooku was instrumental in getting the whole clone operation underway. But we know the clone operation was like a decade in the making, and to be able to manufacture Stormtrooper armor at scale, that also had to have multiple years of time going, especially if they had one supply depot with a bunch of this armor. You would imagine that this wasn't the only one. So yes, Palpatine may have been an evil Sith Lord, but he was also an evil logistical genius as well. And that's what I've got for you on our deep dive into the Bad Batch related to episode 12, The Outpost, from season 2. And that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.